From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed on Friday to a U.S. resolution to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
That's Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the UN. Sunday's statement from North Korea said that the countries that supported the sanctions resolution would be held completely responsible. Venezuela's leftist government released the first of 80 prisoners promised to be freed on Sunday in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government announced on Saturday that it would release 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. The London Zoo has reopened after a fire early on Saturday. Staff members were injured and an aardvark killed in the fire that began in a children's area near a shop and cafe. Also, four meerkats are missing and presumed dead. According to zoo officials, more than 70 firefighters in 10 trucks took nearly 3 hours to put out the blaze. The cause of the fire is not immediately known. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he won the initial endorsements required to initiate a presidential bid to challenge incumbent leader Vladimir Putin. A longtime critic of Putin, who won the support of 742 people on Sunday, above the minimum needed to begin the formal nomination process. However, Navalny has been declared ineligible to run for president by Russia's Central Election Commission, who cited a suspended prison sentence, which Navalny says is politically motivated. Navalny supporters rallied in multiple cities across the country, including Moscow and St. Petersburg. The participants displayed red ballot cards to nominate Navalny to run in Russia's next presidential election, scheduled for March 2018. Vladimir Putin is widely expected to win that election. Christmas celebrations are underway in Bethlehem. As Robert Berger reports from the Palestinian-ruled town, tensions with Israel and the United States have put a damper on this year's celebrations.
Bethlehem Mayor Anton Salmon told VOA that Trump took the joy out of Christmas.
Trump, with his announcement, he became part of the conflict and not an honest mediator between the Palestinian and Israeli peace process.
Trump's decision has sparked violent Palestinian protests in Bethlehem and other parts of the West Bank, and that scared many pilgrims away. Security is tight. Turnout is sparse, but pilgrims who made the Christmas journey to the Grotto of the Nativity were glad they came. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a storm that ravaged the Philippines this week as the death toll nears 200. Rescue missions were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads were destroyed or blocked by landslides following Tropical Storm Dembin. Disaster officials said over 70,000 people have been forced from their homes in the southern Philippines following the storm. Officials say that many residents did not heed warnings to evacuate and were later surprised by the strength of the storm. Elsewhere in the Philippines, after an inferno on Saturday in a mall in the southern city of Davao, firefighters have determined that there is no chance that any of the 36 people trapped inside a call center on the fourth floor survived the fire. Mayor Sara Duterte Carpio said relatives of the missing workers were told that their loved ones' chances of survival is zero. The fire erupted Saturday. By Sunday, it was brought under control, but smoke continues to billow from the building. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.